Chapter 25. Rainey gathers dead wood and strips away the wet outer bark. Henry cuts a mound of dry shavings, then creates a pile of kindling and builds a small fire. Patiently, he adds larger fuel, and in a short while, a warm blaze has grown. By the time Dolores strips off her wet clothing, she's shivering. She wraps herself in a blanket. Rainey hangs her things from sticks set in the ground and angled near the flames. She strips sheets of birch bark as dry seating, and they sit around the fire. The whole while, Rainey looks west across the little lake, watching for the trackers. She keeps Henry's old Winchester always within reach.
"I got you into this," Dolores says. "I'm sorry."
Rainey puts a comforting hand on her shoulder. "You had no way of knowing."
"When you asked for my help, you told me you wished to know the truth of who you are," Henry says. "You were sincere in this, I could see. But I could also see there was more to it. What else?"
The woman stares into the fire, then looks at Rainey and Henry.
"I want what you have," she finally says.
"And what is that?"
Henry asks.
"I never knew my real mother or my real father. I was adopted at birth. My folks were not a happy couple. I was supposed to make things better between them. In the end, I think I only made things worse. They divorced when I was 10. My mother got custody, but I've always believed I was just one more thing she didn't want my father to have. My father died 3 years ago, cirrhosis of the liver. My mother passed away last year. I'd been estranged from them both for a very long time."
She pulls the blanket tighter around her, as if despite the fire, she's still cold.
"When I was a child and did something wrong, my father would say it was the Indian in me. I thought it was just his way of saying I was wild. But before she died, my mother told me something about my real mother, that she was hardly more than a child, just 15. Mom couldn't remember her name, and she claimed to have lost the adoption papers long ago. But what she did remember was that the girl, as my mother put it, was a little squaw."
"Native," Rainey says.
"I assume my real father must be white. I mean, look at me. I've tried to track down the adoption agency, but I've had no luck. When I met Lou, I felt an immediate connection with him. I chalked it up to Cupid. But when I learned the truth of my real mother, I thought different. I've tried to understand what it means to be Native. I've asked Lou's help, but he's done his best to turn his back on his heritage. So it's been like trying to get a hold on something that just keeps slipping through my fingers. Then last year, we attended the funeral for Lou's uncle. You did the ceremony, Henry."
"I remember,"
the old man says.
"Do you remember that we talked?
You told me that you wished you had a belief as strong as those at the ceremony.
And you said, it's like a fire you build from a match. You told me I needed to find the match. I came looking for it. I thought maybe you could help."
"That match, Dolores Morisseau, is not mine to give."
She nods.
"I know. I just wish..."
"What?" Rainey asks.
"I may not have that match, but I wish Lou had it. I would like him to understand how important his family is and his people. He has no idea what it's like to feel as if you have no history, no real identity, to come from nothing."
"You did not come from nothing," Henry says.
"You came out of the heart of the Creator. And the match you so desire for your husband, maybe that is you."
Dolores looks at him and shakes her head.
"I don't understand."
"There is already a flame inside you, Dolores Morisseau. It is what brought you here among us."
"Only to get you all killed."
The old man smiles.
"We are not dead yet."
Then, to Rainey's profound surprise,
Her great-uncle slips off his moccasins, stands, and begins to undress himself. Uncle Henry?
I will give Dolores Morso my dry clothes. We are not so different in build.
And then what?
You must be moving.
We must be moving, Rainey says.
Henry has already shed his jacket and shirt. He is unbuckling his belt and unzipping his pants.
You have a good heart, niece, but your head is a little slow sometimes.
You're not staying, Uncle Henry.
He stands in his union suit, holding out the rest of his clothing to Dolores.
Your ankle will slow you down. You will need all the time I can give you.
I can't, she says.
You came to me for help. This is the only help I have to offer now.
Uncle Henry,
Rainey begins with an iron tone.
Do you want to sacrifice everyone, niece?
Of course not, but what are you going to do, Uncle Henry?
What I am very good at. I will wait.
For what? To be killed?
Rainey's anger and fear nearly choke her.
You speak as if you already know the outcome, niece. Do you see the future?
I know the vision Stephen had. Uncle Henry, please don't do this.
It is done.
He drops his clothing into the lap of Dolores Morisso.
I can't, she says.
Listen to me. Since I first entered this world, what awaits has always been before me. If I turn this way or that, it is still there, waiting, more patient than any human being.
He faces Rainey.
If Stephen O'Connor's vision is a true one, then who am I to deny it?
Uncle Henry,
Rainey begins.
Go.
It is like the voice of rock, and Rainey knows she is beaten.
Give him your blanket, Dolores, and put on his clothes.
The woman stands, passes her blanket to Henry, and begins to don his clothing. The old man was right. The shirt is a little tight around the chest, and the pants snug at the waist, but they fit. His jacket is almost perfect for her, as are his moccasins. Rainey watches the exchange with a sinking heart. She understands the wisdom of her great uncle's thinking. Staying puts them all in danger, but she can't bring herself to abandon this old man she loves with her whole heart.
I'm not going.
You are,
Henry says. This time it's not a quiet suggestion. There's steel in his voice and fire in his dark eyes.
I am at the edge of my time, and you know this. Now, or a year from now, or two, what difference does it make? But you have a lifetime still ahead. Continue your journey, and leave me to the path the Creator set before me from the beginning.
I can't just abandon you.
You will not leave me. You are here.
He touches his chest. She hugs the old man, feels his bones and the bump of his heart. He whispers to her,
She is in your hands. Promise me that you will do your best to keep her safe.
I promise, Uncle Henry.
She steps away, and it's Dolores's turn.
Miigwech, Mishumas,
she says.
Granddaughter,
he replies, and allows her to embrace him.
Here,
Rainey holds out the old Winchester. Take this, Henry. He shakes his head.
As a young man, I once shot the eye out of a moose at 300 yards. Now I would be lucky if I did not shoot my foot. Keep the rifle, niece, and if you need to use it, keep your hands steady. Leave me only my medicine bag and my flint and steel.
Rainey hands these items to Henry.
Let's go,
she says. Despite the determination in her voice, there are tears in her eyes.
Stay south,
Henry says.
Always south.
You will be home tonight.
Dolores turns and begins hobbling away. Rainey lingers a few moments. The beloved old man nods for her to go. And so she does.